Hello, it's your girl Shawana doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a happy Sunday. I'm still happy by doing this. My ex is moving, letting go and let God take control. Today I want to talk about reevaluating yourself and your circumstances. That is a good thing to talk about, I think. Because I've been sitting here wondering and pondering about that. You know, I said in my other podcast about the man in the mirror, the song that Michael Jackson had. And I love that song because it's so true to life. When we're talking about the man in the mirror, we're talking about ourselves. We got to look at ourselves in the mirror and reevaluate ourselves and fix ourselves before we can start doing something for somebody else. So that's what I want to talk about for these little moments, is reevaluating yourself and your circumstances. What is your purpose? That's the question I want to ask. Have you ever thought about, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Sometimes you just actually have to sit down and just reevaluate your life and your situations and what's going on. Your job, your family, your children, your relationships. Sometimes you just have to reevaluate, what are you doing and why am I doing this? A lot of times I ask myself, and I have asked myself these questions in the past, and I'm here now asking myself that now. Now that I have gotten myself back anchored in the Lord, because before I wasn't doing nothing but being a total mess and making a mess of my life. And now that God has grabbed hold of me and got me back focused and anchored, that's the question that I'm asking myself and I want to ask everybody else. What is your purpose now? What are you trying to do in this world? Have you asked God, what is your path? Because I think that's the first thing that we need to do when we're trying to get out in this world and make a living and have a life. We have to ask God, what is the life he wants us to have? So we got to evaluate that. Because a lot of times we're jumping out of here in this world. We're trying to get I want to get these six figures. I want to get this house. I want to buy this car. I want to have this type of career and type and this and that. But have we asked God first what exactly he wants us to have and to do in this world? So that's what I'm talking about today. That's my focus. I asked myself, and I've asked a lot of people, you know, I've heard a lot of my friends, like they have a job that they're at and they hate the job they're at. And they're like, man, I hate going to this place. I hate this. I hate that. These supervisors get on my nerves. Coworkers don't do nothing. So I asked them, why are you there? Why are you at a job that you don't like instead of at a job that you do? Why are you doing something that you have to do instead of something that you love? And that's a question for all of us that we're in situations right now. We're at jobs or whatever it may be. Why are we doing these things? If we hate them, why are we doing them? It's doing something that we love and that's going to make an impact on our lives or help others. Why are we not doing those things? So that's what I'm saying. You got to reevaluate yourself and your circumstances. What is your purpose? I know a lot of us have goals in life that we want to achieve. We have goals for our children. We have goals for marriage. We have goals for relationships, having a boyfriend, a girlfriend. We have these goals. But when we set these goals, do we ask God first about setting them? Is these the goals that you want me to have, Lord? Is this the path you want me to walk? Is this the job you want me to have? Is this the relationship you want me to be in? Is this my purpose? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Does anybody ever think about that? Because I do this on a daily basis. I wake up in the morning and I thank God for letting me see another day. Because Each day is unpromised. Each night is unpromised as well. Because there's a lot of us that didn't wake up this morning and a lot of us that didn't go to sleep last night. So I thank God for letting me wake up, and I thank Him for letting me go to sleep too. And so when I wake up, I think about those things. I say, Lord, today is another day. What is the purpose that you got me going for this day? Yes, I get up and I get ready to go to work. But along that way of that path of me going to work, is there something that you need me to do today? Do I need to touch somebody's life today? Do I need to help somebody? What is it that you need me to do on this day? Those questions that we need to ask sometimes. You know, we just get up and go through the motions that we got to get up, we got to be work at 7 o'clock, so we get up at 5:30 so we can get ready, leave out at 6 or whatever time to commute so we can get there on time. And we don't never think about stuff like that, about what do we need to do on this day besides just go to work? What's our purpose on this day? I think about those type of things. And we should. Because I believe, like God say, He don't want us to be suffering on this earth. He don't want us to be struggling. He wants us to live a happy, fulfilled life with everything that we need. But in that process of us living, we got to have faith in Him, and we have to trust in Him and let Him guide us on what we're supposed to be doing each and every day. Not doing what we want to do ourselves, but what He wants us to do. And that's a lot. That's what we forget to do. We forget to ask Him, what are we supposed to be doing? How are we supposed to be doing it? When and where? We forget to ask those things because we just think we're in this world by ourselves. We think a lot of things that we achieved, we did it ourselves. And we forget to thank God for doing it. And then the only time we think about Him is when those storms come raising and troubled waters start flowing, and that's when we want to get on our knees and ask, Lord, please help, please help. But just as much as we get on our knees and ask Him for help, we need to get on our knees and ask Him what to do as well. Because a lot of times if we ask Him what to do, we won't have to be getting on our knees asking Him to help us get out of that. So that's what I want to talk about today, reevaluating yourself, reevaluating your circumstances. What do we need to do to get ourselves to where God wants us to be? Or get ourselves to where we think we should be in life? Because I know a lot of us think that we should be at this place in our lives right now, and we're not. So why are we not where we need to be? I know I'm 44 years old, and I had a lot of goals and expectations, what I wanted to be and what I need to be doing. But I'm not there because my expectations and goals were not what God wanted. And He's showing me that now. Now, I'm doing things that I think He wants me to do. Never in a million years, I think I'll be sitting here doing a podcast, speaking about stuff, trying to help people. That was nowhere on my radar when I was growing up. When I was growing up, I always wanted to work in the criminal justice system. I started out trying to get a degree in criminal justice because I wanted to work with juveniles and just work helping people. And I started out, and now I have to finish it. But along the way it started, I fell off because things happened. I end up having children, end up being a single mother, end up getting sexually assaulted, and went through all those motions of suicide and depression. And so what I started out wanting to do in life is not where I'm at now. So now it's like I'm starting over. I'm backtracking, trying to finish what I started. And I know a lot of times that's what we end up doing. How many of us end up backtracking? We start off doing something, we don't finish it, and then we're going back trying to finish what we started. Because so many things have came along the way to stop us. And that's what we need help from God. to keep us on that track, because it's so easy to fall off that path that he has for us, that we think is for us, or that path that we want to have for ourselves. It's a difference. It's because God's way is not our way. His time is not our time. And a lot of times we want things to happen just like that, but that's not how God works. It's not. And I had to learn that. So now that I'm on this path for what I'm doing, I am being patient. And yes, it is hard being patient, but I'm trusting the process. Before, I didn't. My goal is still trying to get my degree in working in the criminal justice system, but God has added other things for me to do now. So I can still do the goal that I want to do, but right now I got to do my father's business as well. And it can be a toss-up, and it can be overwhelming, because when you're out here doing God's work, it is tiring. You get tired and fatigued. You do, because you're constantly on the go. You're constantly trying to do what thus said the Lord. And a lot of times you have to reevaluate what you're doing for the Lord, because it can get overwhelming. You need help, because you can't do it by yourself. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of times we just have to look at that man in the mirror, and we got to think about our circumstances. What do we need to do to change and reevaluate our lives? If we're in a bad relationship with our husband or a wife or a boyfriend, and this person's being abusive, or this person is just not worth it, we got to reevaluate ourselves of why did we get involved with this person in the first place? And why are we staying in this relationship? When we at a job that we know that we're overqualified for, when we know it's not helping us make ends meet, but we're still trying to hold on to it, why are we doing that? Why are we not working or doing something that we love, that's going to benefit us and it's going to help somebody else too, versus doing something that we think we have to do because that's what's available out there? We just don't have to take the first thing that comes along. We can wait on God to send us the right thing instead of trying to do it ourselves and end up getting the wrong thing. And that's what we do a lot of times. We try to do it ourselves, we end up with the wrong thing, and then we be miserable in our lives doing these things. And instead of reevaluating ourselves and trying to correct the mistakes that we've done, we just keep on going on and on and on and just living a miserable life. For what reason? We don't want to change our circumstances. And sometimes you do. And that's one of the big things about us people. I think all people, a lot of people don't like change. They just like to settle, because they're afraid if they change, I don't know why. Why? What is the problem with changing? Change can be good and change can be bad. But a lot of time change is good. And a lot of time God is trying to show us change and get us to change, but we're missing that blessing because we won't settle. We want stuff to stay the same because it's comfortable for us. We don't want to step out of that box. But sometimes you have to. In order to do God's will, you have to step out of the box and have faith. Just like his disciples. Peter walking on the water. As long as he kept his eyes focused on Jesus, he didn't sink. But as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, he started drowning. And that's what we do a lot of times. When we stay focused on God, it's nothing that we can't do. He blesses us to the limit. But as soon as we take our focus off, we start sinking. Storms start raging and things start coming up, and there we go. So we got to stay focused. And when we're focused, we got to continue to ask God, what is it that you need me to do? What do you need me to focus on, Lord, to do your will on this earth? Because he said we are the salt of the earth. Our whole purpose is to do his will on this earth and to help unbelievers and to bring them to Jesus and to bring them to him. So we have to ask ourselves, in the process of doing this, show me, teach me the way of doing it. But we got to start with the man in the mirror first, because we got to get ourselves together in order to do something for somebody else. And a lot of times we miss that mark of getting ourselves together, because we think we perfect. We think we can't do no wrong. A lot of times we want to look down on other people and tell them about all their faults that they have, instead of looking at the faults we got. Because a lot of us got a lot of graveyards, not closet, besides skeletons. But we won't talk about everybody else's skeletons. And so we got to start with ourselves first. We do. We got to start with ourselves first. We got to reevaluate ourselves and our position in life, our circumstances, and what we're trying to do. And in the process, when we do that, then we got to show our children. And we have to show other people, hey, this is what you need to do. But first, you got to start with God first. I can tell you, but you got to have your relationship with Him first and ask Him. And He will guide you, and He will guide me to show you too the right way. So that's what I was thinking about today. Just thinking about reevaluating myself and just the question asked, reevaluate. What is your purpose? What are you doing on this earth to make a difference? What are you doing to do God's will? What are you doing to change your circumstances if you don't like the way your life is? What are you doing to try to change it? Are you trying to be better, or are you trying to be worse? Are you trying to be a solution to the problem or a problem? That's what we need to ask ourselves. So I hope that this little snippet that I talked about can help somebody, because like I say, I'm doing this podcasting to help somebody, because life is hard and we go through so much, and sometimes you just need to speak to somebody or just hear words that may touch you, or they may be something that can help you because you're going through the same thing, and then you can listen and hear that this person got through, how they overcome. You know, and so like I say, I have to reevaluate myself every day and ask myself these questions and look in that mirror before I can even come out and say something to somebody else about, hey, this is what you need to do, or this is this and this and this. Because it starts with the man in the mirror. It starts with yourself first. And like I say, this thing is therapeutic for me to be able to talk about myself and to talk about things in life and situations, because it's all about communicating. We can't hold things inside. We have to let it out, because when you hold things in, you're just hurting yourself and you're hurting people around you. But if you can communicate with yourself and God and others, your life will be a whole lot easier. It will, because you never know who can teach you something, or you could teach somebody else something, or somebody in life that you can touch that can help. You just don't know how you can be a blessing to others, and somebody can be a blessing to you as well. It's all about love. That's what it's all about. So I hope, again, whatever I say, continue to help somebody, because I'm going to continue to do this podcast until the Lord tell me not to. And I hope whatever I'm saying is helping somebody. And I don't have a problem if it's not. And if people feel like they say, oh, you don't need to be talking, you ain't got nothing to talk about, who can you talk? That's fine. That's the reason why I can talk, because I've done this and I've done that. And I can tell you the outcome of me doing it, so you don't go down that road yourself. So I hope y'all have a happy Sunday and be blessed. And I hope everyone has a happy work week. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.